Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! Good evening, Teen Scene Radio audience. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. How's everybody doing this evening? I am doing great, personally. Thank you all for asking. I'm so excited to have you here with me, another Teen Scene Radio show. Once again, visit us online at Teen Scene Radio. Facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio and or Teen Scene Dream at gmail.com. So, yes, things looking good. Hey, Rosie, one of my favorite people, favorite students, favorite young leaders. You're a wonderful Teen Scene Radio listener. Thank you for the support. And ladies and gentlemen, family, friends, students, far and near, I love you. It's wonderful having you all listening. So, this evening, George Bush, what's going on? What's going on with Barack Obama? It's September 2016, 2 months before he goes home to wherever. I mean, are we going back to Chicago? I mean, you think that after being president for 8 years, you know, you want to go somewhere different. I guess it'd be good to, like, go back to where you came from. You know, I mean, if you live in Chicago, probably want to go back for a little while. However, the world's so large, I mean, after traveling around the world, you had to have seen a place that you would like to go and live with your family, other than the place you were before you became president. However, I mean, imagine, being in the White House for 8 years, you're not the same person you were before you became president. Jerry McNair, how you doing? Speaking of pregnancy, who's pregnant? A whole lot of ladies all around the world. Wonderful. I love pregnancy. I love lactating breasts. For all you young ladies, sooner or later, after you get into relationships and after you twine with your spouse, you also, if you're not already, haven't been, will experience reproduction, reproducing, childbirth, regenerating the human being. It is the most wonderful experience. Some noise. Listen, after you have a few babies, it's just like going to the bathroom. Yeah. Yes, on the toilet. Oh, man, I feel so much better. It's the same thing when you have a baby. Yeah, I have a baby correctly, though. You know? You can't just, it's not one of those things that you just do flagrantly. You know, you gotta just have it correctly. Natural birth is the best. Next baby you have an aquatic birth. Let the umbilical cord fall off naturally. Okay. Now back to Barack Obama, and all this kind of ties into or culminates into a presidency. I mean, into a school year, because everything that happens with the presidency affects the school year. everything, how, you know, things affect people going to school and, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to happen with the performing arts. I'll tell you, Universal School of the Arts, International University, can always get performing arts education from there. The Universal School of the Arts, International University, has some incredible classroom experiences that provide you with the education, the knowledge, and understanding as to what it is that you're learning, as well as a viable networking social experience that accompanies that. I'm attending a satellite campus now for my classes. And I love my class. And clubs, how's everybody doing with their clubs? We'll talk about clubs in a minute. However, Barack Obama, I mean, come on, you know, you've been to the mountains and to the Thailand, and you've been overseas, and you've been received by the world's great. We're not moving back to the same house in Chicago. You know, don't you think we should live in some big million-dollar house? Maybe KVAK trillion, or maybe Ajman has $1 million house for me to live in, Barack Obama said, spiritually. In the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, where's the Holy Spirit located? It's all in your mind, Frederick Price said. However, it's upstairs, you know, in the upper house, where the halo is found, above the head. You ever see the picture of saints and they had a little circle around their head that glows? It's like a halo. Halo? No, halo. Theme radio. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Theme Scene Radio, and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Within the next few weeks, a Teen Scene Radio show, we will actually go on live. We're going to have some additional radio voices and guests and co-stars. We're going to start opening up the lines within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So just be with us, and make sure you keep listening, okay? So, you know, while some say that boring radio show,
man, that radio show ain't boring. That's my favorite show. What's that mean? My favorite show. I listen every week, okay?
Yeah, you gotta listen, because it's my favorite show also. So, in the very near future, I'm going to have some dates for you in the very near future. We got this incredible opportunity. And you know what? I've never seen anything like it. You know, I've seen a lot of BS opportunities. I've seen a lot of opportunities come and go. I've invested monies that never came back to me before. You know, I've put everything on the line. I put millions of dollars on the line. And before it, that didn't actually, I didn't ever really lose anything. However, this opportunity, you know what? Let me tell you something. Wherever you start your own business, you gain. It's an asset when you embark on business for yourselves or you network with someone, even the students. You know, most businesses, I mean, let me tell you. Most businesses, you're gonna spend a little something. Some people spend up to millions of dollars starting a business. Yeah. Some people, you know, spend very little. I'm telling you, it's like a smoothie stand, you know, or a lemonade stand. Even for a lemonade stand, you gotta get the chair and table. You gotta go buy lemons if you don't have a lemon tree. I mean, worst case scenario, you gotta buy cups. You know, you can't pour lemonade in people's hands. You got to have a pitcher. put the lemonade and the honey in it. Cause I don't really use sugar. Some people use sugar. I use like honey. Yeah. Lemonade. Lemons and honey. You use all different kinds of sweeteners also. But if you make it a little smoothie, you put lemon and banana. Yeah. And strawberries or anything, any other fruit that is sweet. And you can put it in there to give the lemon a sweet taste. And then put some ice in there and some, a little bit of silk milk, vanilla silk milk. Vanilla silk milk is really nice and tasty also. So you can put that in there. Honey's always a good thing, you know, honey. Obviously, we're not bees. However, you can use honey or other types of natural sweeteners. Go online and Google natural sweeteners and pick the one that's best for you. So, any investment, I mean, even smoothies, if you're going to make a smoothie like Jamba Juice, you got to buy the fruits and vegetables. You got to, all that. Unless you have trees and you live in a place where you have all the trees available to you and all the fruit and vegetables. I go to the produce department at the grocery store, I do know that, I have noticed that produce is the cheapest thing in the store. So, I'm fully vegetarian at this point in my living experience. So, getting some fruits and vegetables is always the easiest thing to do. Hey, Sanai. Maisha. Ryan Amara Jordan. Whoa, hey. Baby with cash money. How you waving, Slim? How you doing, brother? Tasha. See ya. Yeah, Layla. It's always a pleasure. This opportunity, business opportunity, it's like going to school. When you get an opportunity to go to school, even public school, there are some places in the world that did not have school in the first place. I mean, school wasn't necessarily always needed. Obviously, back in the day, before we put schools together, Eric, nice to have you on the show. Hey, Sue. We had just natural experiences. However, coming up with a formidable social environment and networking environment where you can meet people your age and your general age group, general same intelligence, generally in school you have same likes, dislikes for the most part. There are a lot of things that you have in common with people who are in school. It's one of the most powerful networking, social, and educational environments. So, the thing is, to have an environment like this, even for students, school is one of the greatest places to begin your own business. So start thinking about what business are you going into. See, this is one thing. Everybody is not an employee. There's employees and there's employers. Okay? You could take a large number, 68% of this population, and you could place them in jobs. But then there's that 20 to 40%, and you're wondering, an employer sitting there, what's wrong with these people? Why don't they just get jobs? Why don't they go to work? And that's where the program I'm working on started. And also the International Business Club, have been promoting this here. Be your own boss. Start your own business. Network and work with other business owners that have like thought processes. They have like, I'll tell you what's wrong with these people. These people who don't work. it's not that they don't work. It's that they're not employees at all. Most of them are employers who have not been trained in starting their own business and or being employers. People who have been displaced while they were raised, whom didn't have the people around to tell them what their strengths are. The reason it doesn't work, you working at a company, is because you're a boss. And you need to focus on starting your own business. What type of business are you going to start? Where are you going to open an office? What type of office are you going to open? Now, let me tell you, my first office, my first office, you can spend anywhere from, you're lucky if you can get an office for $200 or $300, okay, a month. You're lucky if you can get that. Lucky, especially in California and some other parts of the world, lucky. You're getting it good. $400, $500, $600, $700, $800. I mean, offices can go up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then building offices. You can build offices. However, monthly rent for an office, for commercial office, I mean, it can exceed amounts that are unfamiliar to some people. However, this business opportunity with all the money that we could spend on opportunities is a $100 investment. Do you realize some people, when they open up businesses, don't turn an investment for 5, 10 years, after spending $250,000, $500,000, or several million? Can you imagine spending several million dollars and not seeing any profit at all for more than 10 years operational functionality? I mean, it's worth it. It's insanity to some people. All right, when you look at an opportunity, you say, you know what? When I got into it, I knew what I was doing. And I'm willing to, go the distance. I'm willing to go 10 years, make a profit. Well, this here, this opportunity, $100, from 1 to 7 days, in some instances, the same day, you get your money right back. Yeah, and you can make up to $1,000 in the same day. I mean, moderately, if you go home with $200, $300 after investing $100, I mean, you're in good shape. You're in better shape than a multimillionaire who spent millions of dollars, worked 10 years, and then started turning a profit. You never get that 10 years back. For the long haul, longevity, then it's worth it. I'm sure sooner or later I'll make multi-million-dollar investments. However, you know what? Any investment has a return as long as you have the accomplishment. Accomplishment is the most powerful return. You realize that accomplishment is a compensation. And look, we're gonna wrap things up here for this evening. I told you we're not wrapping by maybe rhythm and poetry rap, So look, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the business opportunity. We got another radio show. I'm gonna give you information about next week or next Wednesday, so that you can listen about the business opportunity on the radio show, the whole Vision Manifest experience, the dream reality experience. I was looking, there's like thousands of people that use the Vision Manifest thing. Some people having Vision Manifest seminars here, and then these people have the Vision Manifestor, and these people over here have Vision Manifest the book, and these people name themselves Vision Manifest. This other person's doing seminars and had an epiphany to change the world and make everybody wealthy with a Vision Manifest vision. Just live your dreams. Make your dreams a reality. Listen, once again, visit us online at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio and or email us online at TeenSceneDream@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Teen Scene Radio Show. Listen, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. until further notice, time and date is subject to change. You are listening to your host, KB, a.k.a. Trillium, Teen Scene Radio, TeenSceneDream@gmail.com. We'll see you on the next show. Thank you all for listening, and have an incredible evening.